Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hi, I'm Emily Nemeth. This is the latest Surrey Storm podcast with Player Leia. We're hearing from someone who's a firm fan favourite over the years that she was here at Surrey, and someone that we've really seen develop over her time, and that's lovely Georgia Lees.
Thanks, Emily. Before we hear from Georgia, a reminder that this week, this Friday, season tickets go on sale, 9 o'clock. And as always, we're going to be expecting high demand on this. So this year, we've teamed up with an official ticketing site, Eventbrite. And it's really easy as well. These are for the games at Surrey Sports Park. Download the Eventbrite app on your phone and follow Surrey Storm Netball for ticket updates. If you're a season ticket holder for the 2020 Super League season, you'll be able to get your tickets at the Sports Park on either of those pre-seasons against Knights and Wasps. And don't forget, this Saturday sees the game against Knights at the Sports Park, and we'll see you there. Right, let's hear from Georgia Lees and some of her memories about playing for Storm.
So I started playing for Surrey Storm in their junior squad. So at the time, they just had the NTL team at the time. And yeah, I was about the age of 15, 16 when I first started playing there. And then my first year at university, so I was about 18, when I got the call up from Townsend Greenway into the senior squad. She actually took me on as a goal defence, wing defence, which is crazy to think now, sort of playing centre or wing attack and centre. So sort of happened all those years ago.
The crowds those days as well were a different scale, putting it mildly. Could you ever imagine from those days to where the level of the game is now with thousands and thousands of people watching?
The game has just grown. We know that since Commonwealth Games, sort of in the past year and a half, it has just boomed. I remember back then, I think there was sort of like one Sky game per month. So if it was your team that was lucky enough to be picked for that Sky game, it was like a really, really sort of exciting day. I mean, it's still just as an exciting day now. But, you know, the amount of coverage that the sport now gets, the amount of teams that sort of have left where they played years ago to new arenas just to seat more fans and have a bigger capacity. I think that tells just how much the game has grown. At Mavericks this year, we've tried to sort of dot our home venues around. So we had a game in Milton Keynes, we had a couple of games at the University of Essex, and you know, the capacity there is much bigger, and we still managed to fill them out. So I think that just sort of shows how much the sport has grown compared to back then.
Storm were pretty good in spotting this early on, weren't they?
Storm always have had really good integration between their senior squad and their youth squad. I remember that we used to sort of train on courts alongside each other. So Townsend Greenway, who was the coach there at the time, you know, she was always having a little look over, getting involved with what all of the youth were doing. And as a coach, I think she has and still does have a real passion for bringing sort of English homegrown talent through. And I guess I was sort of really lucky to be one of those players and got the opportunity to then be selected into the senior squad and get all the coaching that I did from her. And ultimately, you know, she's the one that I have to thank to turn me into sort of the player that I am today in terms of sort of making that move from a goal defence to a wing attack. So yeah, it's all to do with that integration between sort of your Super League squads and your junior squads as well.
I think it's still quite evident, but even today, Tamsin's got your back, and that's as a player, it's just something nice to have.
Yeah, and you know, it's really nice. You know, my first sort of season in that Super League team, or especially the year that we first won it as a team, you know, I did have the likes of Rachel Dunn, Tamsin Greenway, Pamela Cookie, and it's really, really nice now, sort of a couple of years on, that actually when we're at fixtures, you know, when we're playing Wasps or Pam's there at a Sky game, you know, that you always bump into each other, still have a chat, how are you, how's things, and there's a general interest there. So that's really, really nice.
We can look as well, the list of players that you played alongside is endless. Does the likes of Cookie, Dunn and Greenway top it, or is it maybe somebody else? Your last season was with Nader, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I've been really, really lucky to actually experience to play against sort of all sort
the
of
names,
positions and
the
all the
ones.
Names and yeah, so I've been really lucky with that. You know, for me in that year coming in as a wing attack, you know, having Pamela Cookie next to me and Rachel Dunn behind me, you know, for a wing attack coming through relatively new to playing that position, you know, what better support could you actually ask for? And yeah, I think that's sort of why I managed to pick up the position quite quickly, because I did have that support around me.
How about favourite game? Mine would have to be the 2015 final.
Yeah, what would mine be? Definitely not the final before that against Thunder. I actually think mine might have been the final in 2016, just because that was my sort of first real breakthrough year where I was getting time out on court and, you know, I was starting in that wing attack position. So to feel like you've played a massive part of that final, you know, I think I played the first half of the game, so you feel like you've really given something and as much as you can on court. I think for me, that was my favourite game yet.
And we mentioned it in the past, but it's just as and when you just click as a team, to be part of it with those people is just wonderful.
Yeah, and that 2016 year, you know, it was sort of the last year that we all played together as one team, and you know, the sort of family connection and vibe that we had going on there, you know, we really had created something that was so special. And yeah, for me at that time, being a youngster within that squad, yeah, it was really great.
Wasps was obviously set up 2017.
Uh-huh.
Were you asked if you wanted to join?
I think for me, I mean, Wasps had such a strong calibre of players. They obviously had Sophia Kandapa, Natalie Haythornwaite, sort of in that sort of wing attack centre-ish positions. You know, Tamsin, you know, she was great. She was really honest with me. And actually, that was my time to need to have time out on court. And at Wasps, I probably wouldn't have had that. It would have been sort of more time on the bench. And, you know, after that 2016 year where, you know, I sort of made my breakthrough, I was getting time on court, I was starting in that wing attack spot, that was when I needed to go on. And for my development, I actually needed to get some time on court and experience playing against different types of players. And, you know, that's when you've got to appreciate the honesty that your coach has with you.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, you know, sort of 2 years on, looking back, it was completely the right thing. You know, those 2 years I had after that with Surrey Storm, okay, they might not have been our best years in terms of sort of winning as many games as possible, making top four, but they were massive for me in terms of learning. And actually putting those past 4 years I had had with Tamsin and that Surrey Storm squad, all that learning that I had, actually getting a chance to put it out onto court for those next 2 years and then learning some new things along the way, I'm really thankful for that.
Players will move on, but they're still going to look at their old team. So, to some extent, how do you think Mickey did in that first season?
As director of netball, I think she's done fantastically. You know, Mickey is a great friend of mine, love her to bits. And, you know, that's a real sort of high-pressure role to step into at quite a young age. I mean, I think she is the youngest ever director of netball in the Super League. So, one, for Surrey Storm to give her that trust is fantastic. But, two, I mean, I know it hasn't been easy for her. And actually, you know, they've had some pretty big wins this year. I mean, they challenged us the second time round that we played them. And, you know, they went on to beat the likes of Bath. They pushed Thunder in the final round. So actually, I think next year that team is going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, Mickey, she lives and breathes the sport. So I can guarantee you that she'll be doing everything she can to strengthen her squad even more.
And how she's coped with it and just being able to handle it and get on with things is just...
Yeah, massively important. And, you know, she's ever the professional, you know, when it comes to the sport. So, you know, I wouldn't really expect anything else.
I'm looking in this little special podcast season to speak to players. And the last question to everybody is, who would you like to hear from next?
I think for me, Rachel Dunn. I mean, she's just great, isn't she? I feel like I could just sit there and just hear from her and listen to her all day long. Yeah. Rachel Dunn. She was such a massive part of Storm, let's be honest. Yeah, her.
Georgia Lees. We could have another 15-minute special on how great she is alone.
How lovely she is. How lovely she is.
For me, if there was a couple of players that really summed up that whole Storm family and just that enthusiasm of playing for the team, Georgia would definitely be among those top three.
100%. And she really is one of those athletes. I mean, I remember as a junior, when she was with our NPL side, she has always had that spark, that magic. The smile on her face has never changed. The approach to training, the approach to game day, she's just a great netballer and a great person that you would want to have in your squad. No ifs or buts. She's just, yeah, a really, really solid all-rounder.
How do you think she's grown over the years?
Her maturity in terms, especially her tactical awareness, she's a real force to be reckoned with. I mean, she's always been talented. She wouldn't have been in an elite program if she wasn't. But the last couple of years, especially, maybe our last year here, and obviously since she's been at Mav, she's just turned into this athlete who takes no prisoners. And she'll do it with a smile on her face, but yeah, she knows what she wants. She's able to get a bib. She's able to absolutely attack the court. And she really is someone that you'd want on the court wearing your colour dress. And she just goes about it with class, and I have a lot of time for that.
Maybe a tricky decision earlier to leave Storm and obviously move to Mavs, but that would have been pretty tricky for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously, she was here in those years where you had Yaz and Mickey and Em and her, and that competition, the attack
and the wins.
It was fierce, absolute fierce competition for bibs. She is so tenacious with her study, and I think when she knew she was going up to Hearts, it obviously is really convenient, but also you've got to imagine, like, Mavs is a solid franchise. Like, yeah, if you've got two franchises offering you court time and offering you a position in the squad, it would have been a really tough decision for her. And she's the kind of player, again, that had a very open discussion with us, and that whole classy side of being able to make the best thing for her personally, it just means that hopefully one day she'll wear this colour again. And if she doesn't, hopefully one day she'll keep smashing it for Mavs. Like, you wish her no ill, you just want her to play the best possible netball for as long as she possibly can. She is a class act.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. Don't forget to keep an eye out at surreystormnetball.co.uk for the latest from the club. And we'll be back soon.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.